Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
Rusty Quill presents...
The first time in many a door, perhaps not since the first ostium door that took me to Roanoke, I stand with my eyes firmly closed, taking slow breaths. My remaining senses tell me little. There's next to no sound. A light breeze, perhaps? Yes, I can feel it on my face. I take in a deep lungful and can smell the sea. Could it be? Could I possibly be somehow back in the ostium network? Am I now standing on the terra firma isla of Gibraltar? I do have a sense of wide open space about me. I open my eyes. No such luck. It's a hotel. A hotel ballroom, in fact. and I'm overcome by a wave of hotel-related thoughts. Yeah, I have to go with the water metaphor here, being on the ocean and all. Thought number one, I'm brought back to the Avalon Casino on Catalina. Yes, I know it's not a hotel, but the ballroom possesses a grace and grandeur quite similar to the one I find myself in now. Except this one is in a state of disrepair. At the far end from me is a sweeping vista of what was once a continuous line of majestic floor-to-ceiling windows. The view must have been simply spectacular. Now every window is broken, a series of jagged glass jaws making it seem as if in the waters everything wants to bite you. I guess that's not too far off from the truth. Thought number two is, of course, the Overlook Hotel. Yeah, it's not just the jagged windows. This whole place is old and abandoned and used and damn creepy. So expecting Johnny to come jumping out from somewhere, proclaiming his arrival, is par for the course here. It is at least sunny out, with a deep, dark blue ocean. So I should be safe from the cold. Thought number three is the sheer lavishness of this place. At one point, with the lights on, it must have been all shiny gold and silver and other expensive things from every angle. Gaudy to the max. And I'm automatically thinking of Hearst Castle. Can't remember if I've mentioned it before, but it's a California mainstay, and if you haven't been, it's really worth the trip. You know, so you can see what one does when one has so much damn money they can literally fill their house with whatever decadent, priceless piece of art or furniture they feel like. Thought number four is, and yes, again, I'm aware I'm not talking about an official hotel, but the ballroom on the Titanic, or at least in the Titanic movie. Made it through all 3 hours, and he could have got on the headboard with her, in my humble opinion. Definitely has some similarities with this place. It's got the same over-the-top feel. Not to the nth degree as Hearst Castle, but there was some serious money put into this place for some seriously rich hotel guests. And thought number five? Nah, that's it. I'm all out of hotel thoughts. I walk across the great ballroom, feeling dust and grit crunch and scrape beneath my feet. I reach one of the broken windows and breathe in that wonderfully fresh sea air. It's been a while since I've seen the ocean, not since the old Rock of Gibraltar. It's a clear sky, a warm sun shining off the water, giving it that incredible glinting effect. And then something launches itself out of the ocean in the distance. I don't catch it in time. All I see is white foam. Okay, whatever it was big. And then I see another sign of movement off to my right. Again, it's too fast and I miss it, but it looked grayish. The amount of foam is about the same, so we've got two big things out there. I look to the middle and don't really focus on anything, waiting for a sign of movement. And then, before my very eyes, two monstrous sea creatures erupt from the dark waters and cross by each other like curving, well, I guess a double rainbow is pretty accurate. There's two definable halves to them. A solid bullet-shaped half, and then long tentacles held together with a grouping of water pipes. Holy shit. Is it possible? Gotta be. I've just seen my first kraken. And that's plural. Believable.
Hello? Is someone there?
I turn around, mighty majestic sea creatures instantly forgotten.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I'm not sure what to say.
Are you Frank? No, that's not possible.
I'm Jake, Jake Fisher.
How did you get here? What are you doing here?
Fair questions, and they're sort of related. I came through that door from another world. I'm a time traveler of sorts, and going through doors to different times and different worlds is my thing. And whatever's running the show has decided that this place is my next port of call.
The Transcontinental Bridge.
The what?
You don't even know where you are, do you?
Not a clue. But this looks like a pretty special place, or at least was, and I just saw something out there that shouldn't be possible. At least, not where I'm from.
Well, you're in what used to be the Transcontinental Hotel. Just past Watchtower 8.
Okay, that doesn't really help. It's almost like you're speaking a different language.
Sorry. Okay, so this is the Transcontinental Bridge, and it spans the entire Atlantic Ocean, which in theory is really cool, and when it first opened up it was, but now everything's just abandoned. There used to be a theme park named Aqualand, and the Gold Doubloon Casino, and really cool seaside towns, and so many things for people to do, but then things started happening, and, well, people don't really come on here anymore. But there are still a few folks who live out here in watchtowers, and they are responsible for providing any aid to travelers and constant traffic reports via radio for anyone who might be listening.
From where we're standing, I can see one part of the bridge spreading off into the distance until the horizon swallows it up. There's not a single car in sight. Constant updates? Isn't that a little excessive?
Oh, it is. Oh my god. I can't even begin to... Anyway, that's why I prefer to tell stories. Stories about the bridge. Its history.
Do you know the story of this place? The hotel?
I do. The story of its sudden end. I know it all. But first, I want your story.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I only have so much time I get to spend in each world. I don't know, it's just how it is, and I just know when the time is up and I've got to leave. But it's always been that way, since I went through the first door, even if I didn't know it then. I'm always on borrowed time, so to speak, and until recently, every time I went through a door, whether it was just me or with Monica or Steve, it was always just us there, no other people. And I still have no idea why. It's something I've been wrestling with for a long time. Why are there no people? Were they there before, and once that door from Ostium was open, did they go somewhere? Did something on a, I don't know, quantum, metaphysical, supernatural level happen? Or were they never there to begin with? Is it all some construct of the Ostium network? Something manufactured, possibly? Or is it something else entirely? I simply don't know.
Are you telling the truth? You're not lying to me, right?
No, absolutely not. This is what really happened to me. And if Monica or Steve were here, they'd back me up completely. And the no people thing is one of the strangest aspects of this whole crazy journey. And I don't know if it's somehow because of me, but I sure hope not.
I don't think it is.
What's that?
Let me tell you my story first. When I was a little girl, this hotel was just breathtaking. It was a place where people who could afford it went to experience a piece of paradise on the Transcontinental Bridge. And for the 10th anniversary, there was a special party. My mom was the concierge, and we got to have our own little party with the staff, behind the scenes, of course. I was 8, so I couldn't keep my eyes open for long. And my mom put me to bed in a special place. When I woke up, I was on a boat. The day after the party, there was a sign on the front of the hotel saying permanently closed. Everyone had disappeared, and no one knew where they were or what happened to them. Except for me. I got out. I was found. But I still don't know what happened. I guess sometimes people disappear and there isn't a good or logical reason for it. And you can keep worrying yourself about it or live your life.
That's incredible. I'm sorry for your loss, I guess, for what happened. So you've moved on?
Gods, no, definitely not. I keep coming back here hoping I'll find something I missed. Some clue. Dedicated my life to finding every little piece of this place that shows up. I've tried to move on, but I can't.
Yeah, I know how that goes. Unfortunately, I've reached the end of my stay here at the Transcontinental Hotel.
Well, I hope your time here was enjoyed and worthwhile, and that you'll consider us again in the future.
Yes, it certainly was, and I definitely will. I'll even give you a 5-star rating on Yelp.
What's Yelp?
Don't worry about it. But I need to get moving on to the next place, the next world.
A lot of people wouldn't believe a word you've said. But I've seen a lot on this bridge, so I think I do. Yeah, I definitely do. And I hope I've been able to help you a little.
You have. Thank you for that. Thank you for making me feel less alone in the group of people who keep losing people. The arena of lost souls.
That was a little creepy.
Yeah, it was. Maybe morbid, too. Sorry.
How exactly do you leave this place?
Same way I came in. Go through that door.
Safe journeys, Jake.
And good luck in your search. Hey, I never got your name.
Etta. For Henrietta.
That's a really nice name. Good luck, Etta.
You too, Jake.
It's an alternate 2016, and Watchtower 10 sits in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, keeping lonely watch over the transcontinental bridge. Each watchtower sits hundreds of feet away from the bridge, broadcasting regular traffic reports to ensure the proper safety precautions are taken. These lighthouses, for cars, are filled with a carefully selected and very capable crew. Watchtower 10's necessary personnel happen to be a generalist DJ who spends her free time relaying folklore from abandoned parts of the bridge, her supervisor, who's only there because he lost a bet, an unfailing optimistic bridge travel agent, and a groundskeeper who has a thing for romantic comedies. Unbeknownst to the general public, but totally known to each Watchtower's crew, these stations also hold a secret that could potentially destroy the world, or save it. The Bridge is a fictional, serialized fantasy podcast about the monsters we fear, the monsters we can become, and the stories we leave behind. I can't remember how I stumbled upon this amazing show, but as soon as I read the premise, I was already hooked. And then once I started listening, I was even more drawn in by the interesting characters, the explored history and mythology of the world, as well as its complete unpredictability. I never know what's going to happen next, but I know I very much want to know. If you haven't listened to the show, do yourself a favor and subscribe now. This episode was written by Alex C. Talander. The part of Jake is performed by Chris Fletcher. The part of Etta is performed by Alex Brown. Sound design was done by Hail and Well Met Podcasts. Check out more of their great work at hailandwellmetpodcasts.com. The music used in this episode was composed and performed by the inimitable Sarah Fairchild. The Bridge theme song was composed by the equally fantastic Jake Hull. The Ostium theme song was composed by Chris Fletcher. Also used in this episode was Hot Swing by Kevin McLeod under Creative Commons license. For a link to a transcript of this episode, please check the show notes. Please join us for a Discord chat session about this episode, Ostium Season 5, and whatever else we feel like talking about on February 8th at 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can find a link to the Ostium Network Discord in the show notes. We're also running a special promotion right now where if you leave us a review for any of our shows, Ostium, Circe, or Manifestations, you can be entered to win a podcast t-shirt of your choice from TeePublic. All you need to do is leave a review on iTunes or Podchaser or anywhere that lets you leave a podcast review and then either take a picture or send me the link at ostiumpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be doing a drawing at the end of every month for all new reviews for that month, and one lucky winner will get a TeePublic t-shirt of their choice. Remember, if you're the only one who enters this month, then you automatically win. And there will be one lucky winner every month for the rest of 2020. And the next episode will release in 2 weeks, and we'll find out where Monica is headed to next.